Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Created to Crave. In this file, you will be modified, changed, against your will, no less. In a very real way, you will be created to crave. How this happened is a much more unreal story, playing in a strange old castle far away from here. How you got there is difficult to remember. The last thing you sort of remember is listening to a nice voice telling you to relax. Listening and letting yourself go with the flow. There was a countdown. 10. Where you became more and more relaxed. 9. As every count created another way. 8. Of relaxation that spread through your body. 7. A wonderful feeling of letting go. 6. As you drifted in that familiar hypnotic state. 5. Where you got so ready for that final snap. Just a few numbers to go. 3. As you waited, fascinated. 2. Knowing that you're ready. 1. For the drop. It all became wonderfully blank inside your mind, a drifting sensation, sweet rest, allowed you to sink back and fall into the story beyond reality. It was an old castle. Beneath your body, rough stone. Beneath your head, something akin to a pillow that was placed there, well, perhaps to keep your head in the right position. Around your wrist, strong leather straps that held them down. As you became aware of your body, those little movements you desired to make were impossible. Your ankles and neck were strapped in just as well. Leather, not metal, not plastic. Something that could withstand heat and did not conduct electricity. Around you there were strange sounds. The hum of power being generated deep below you. The bubbling of fluids and tubes. The strange crackle of sparks of electricity jumping the gap. The scent of ozone in the air. As those sparks inevitably tinted room around you. Little flashes of color, even with your closed eyelids, and a feeling of tension, as if your whole body was static, every hair wanting to stand on end, as you had nowhere to go. There were other scents as well. Strange, old, moldy scents. Stone fabric. And the leather, not that far from your nose. It was oiled and well kept. Greasy even. There was a feeling of heavy machinery not too far from here. But at the same time, your body felt oddly empty. While you were able to absorb all of this sensation, there was a strange blankness to your presence. It was almost as if part of your mind had been scooped out, leaving your body in an instinctual state, a slowly beating heart, a breathing chest, and a vague sense of self and awareness. Just enough to realize how empty you became. The machines began to hum more powerfully. The feeling on your skin, the electricity in the air surging. But the cool of the stone below you still the same. Around you something was happening, even though inside your body. It felt like too little compared to the rest. You weren't ready for it. You didn't know what was going to happen. The first arc of electricity shock. A strange surge through your body, almost painful and hot. You weren't even sure exactly where it hit you. Although something out there approved. Suddenly you could feel cold wire being placed against your body, your arms, your chest, your legs, your ankles, your wrist. Carefully placed wires that slowly began to tingle with electricity surging through them, not all at once, but alternating. It was as if the wires were creating waves of electricity in your body, that began to transform into pleasure, every moment beginning to feel shockingly good. Sparks flying through your nerves, no resistance. As if your body was a battery about to be charged with so much power that you couldn't contain it. The sparks were now so quick and so fast that it was a flow in your body. Each little spark, each shock, each bit of power causing a surge of pleasure to grow and fade so quickly that before the previous one had faded, the next one already began. Electric surges going all out through your body, connected in specific places to keep the power away from the places that would push you over the edge. Carefully crafted to charge you up. Surging, seeking, zapping you with the different feelings and sensations until your very nerves became parts of the battery that was being charged. In a way, it was overwhelming, too much to contain. It was overflowing in your whole body, and you could hear a countdown happening again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then suddenly it was like a switch was flipped and the power flowed through you so easily, the arousal so intense yet so completely effortless. You became the very embodiment of power, of the electric pleasure that purposefully surged through your body with no resistance. Your whole body was a circuit for sex. Every nerve a wire to carry the current to and from your body, your muscles, your mind. Everything was working together to create one buzzing, beautiful, basking glow of pleasure. And then just as suddenly as it started, it stopped, causing your body and mind to wonderfully crash into nothingness. But now that the switch had been flipped, who knows how easily that arousal could return. As if a conduit had been opened, a gate releasing the tide. What would happen to you after you were brought back to where you started? What would happen to your mind as it learned to cope with the additional sensitivity in every nerve? For you, nothing at all had happened. You started listening to a file, dropped when it told you to drop, and in a moment when I will tell you to wake, you will awaken again. And the rest, you will find out by yourself. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And welcome back. Thank you for listening.